There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, Friday means the Reardon Roundtable. Tomorrow, I mentioned Jane's going to be on the panel. State Rep. Steve Butts and State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. Last week on the Roundtable, we mentioned that St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock was allowed to stay in office, the new prosecuting attorney that replaced Wesley Bell. Of course, there was a kerfuffle about that appointment. Melissa Price Smith said that her office had settled with Councilman Dennis Hancock. He had agreed to pay his own legal fees and promised to not try to hire family again. You might remember this was a nepotism charge, and they tried to boot him out of office. Now, Dennis Hancock is now able to talk about some of these things. He's my county councilman in the Fenton area. Dennis, how are you? I'm glad that you're still on the council, and I'm certain that you're probably happy this is behind you, right?
I am, Mark, and I appreciate you having me on this afternoon.
So what happened in the end here? Obviously, the way that I always kind of perceive this is there was a mistake that was made. When you found out about the mistake, you instantaneously said, okay, we're not going to hire it was a daughter-in-law, right?
Stepdaughter,
I'm sorry. And then, you know, she wasn't even really working in the office. But then Sam Page and the prosecutor came in and tried to make this like a big criminal case.
Yeah, in order to prove nepotism, there have to be two things. One, they have to be related. And the second is they have to actually be hired. There's no question that she's a relative. She's my stepdaughter and has been for almost 30 years. The other part of it was problematic for them, and I think that's the word that the prosecuting attorney used. I think they were going to have a very difficult time proving that she was actually hired because there's no record of her being hired in the county.
Yeah, Jane had always kind of pointed toward that in the first place, but then this even got weirder, Dennis, didn't it? Because then there was an attempt to charge the county clerk with criminal, you know, charges related to this. Which I never really quite understood.
Yeah, they alleged that she forged some of the employment records to make it look like she had never been hired, and that simply wasn't the case. In fact, when after the new prosecuting attorney came into office, she had the police come over and interview Diane Valenti, who's the county clerk, and that interview lasted about 15 minutes, and they came back and reported there's no crime here.
So in the end, because there's some politics at play here, right? When we talk about this on the roundtable tomorrow, and we talked about it last week, and every time we've talked about the Sam Page involvement in this or the Wesley Bell involvement, or was it teamwork? Because Wesley says he's doing some of this stuff separately. But what's your thought on how all this came together? And then I guess on how it all kind of got resolved.
Well, I think that, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm not privy to the conversations between Sam Page and Wesley Bell and why they decided to do what they did. I think they saw they had an opportunity to get rid of me and took their best shot. But the bottom line is I'm still in office. I plan to be in office for at least the next 2 years and get ready to do some of the work for the people of St. Louis County, and particularly the 3rd District, that needs to be done. Like, you know, getting a better understanding. We've got a committee of the whole meeting next Tuesday to talk about the county's efforts during the last snowstorm. We heard a lot about the city and their efforts. We had areas of the county that were just about handled just about as badly.
Oh, I know.
And we hope to get some information about that next Tuesday. We're also going to be talking to the collector of revenue to find out why it's taking so long to get some folks' payments processed. You know, when you're tasked with the job of collecting money, you need to be able to do that.
Yeah,
so
maybe
we're going to find out a lot more about that.
Maybe addressing things, in other words, that taxpayers are maybe concerned about and want some answers to in St. Louis County instead of some of the nonsense that's going on. Because one of the things that was unique in this, and we highlighted it, Dennis, and you know this, when Diane Valenti was charged, the county council was, and this never happens, you can speak to this better than I, never is the county council really on the same page, but everyone was on the same page, so to speak, no pun intended, because they thought it was outrageous that she was charged.
Oh, that's absolutely correct, and I think the fact that the council voted overwhelmingly to pay for her legal fees, and then just this past Tuesday, after Dr. Page vetoed that legislation, the council overrode his veto by a 6-1 margin.
Yeah, and there's the ability to do that more often because of the numbers, correct?
Correct, and right. I think that what we're seeing is a real coming together of the various members of the council, and it's less about Democrats and Republicans as it is about people who are just simply interested in good government.
Yeah. One final question. If you were booted off the council, I have full faith and confidence that you probably would have had your own witchcraft business. Is that something I could have relied on?
I appreciate the confidence.
All right, Dennis, take care. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have
Thank
a great
you,
weekend.
Mark.
That is reference to, look, you can't make this stuff up. Kelly Dunaway, former member, sat there with Dennis Hancock and the others, and she's got a witchcraft business. That came out in our local paper last week, which we already mocked and made fun of, but I couldn't resist asking that question. All right, we're going to wrap up our second hour here, and I'm very much looking forward to TJ Moe, former Mizzou and NFL player. He contributes to Fearless with Jason Whitlock. You won't find someone that is more outspoken and opinionated on some of the issues of the day than TJ. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about football, too, and these allegations that the refs in the NFL just want to fix something for the Kansas City Chiefs. Our friend Charles Lipson will be back at 5:25 or so, who is a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. One of the stories that I didn't get to yesterday, and I want to because I have a great piece from Abigail Schreier at the Free Press on some of the gender-affirming care nonsense. And Jamie Reed, our whistleblower from right here in St. Louis, who has been a hero and a champion on some of these issues, along with Riley Gaines and Abigail Schreier and others, was in front of the Kansas legislature yesterday, testifying on some of these issues, and she knocked it out of the park as she always did. And it's interesting to watch Jamie because she always, you know, she's a lesbian. She was married to a trans man who is now detransitioning. She makes it very clear she's a Democrat, so she's not on the Republican side of most of these issues. But on this one, she's been a champion going out there, really talking about the damage that's been done to so many of these kids. It is, as Billboard Chris says, our friend Chris up in Canada, who really travels across the world on this, it's the worst child abuse scandal in modern day history. It really is. And the good news is it's coming to a stop. We'll talk a little bit about more about that in the next hour. Plus, an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.